Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
Shut and the toast goes pop and the microwave swings open, sink goes on and what? Off and on.
Ow! Ow, what's going, what are you doing to my kitchen?
Sorry, it's crazy. It's like, I feel like I'm dancing. I can move all my parts in right ways.
Well, but you're turning all the burners on and off and opening doors and
oh, sorry.
There's the microwave. Oh my god, it's on fire.
Water goes on and splashes around and don't fires
happen. I really appreciate your excitement, Al, but I don't take this the wrong way, but I'm not sure how helpful it is.
I take the note. I was not perchance trying to be helpful. I was just taking a page from Beatrix's book and, you know, living life to live it.
Oh, well, maybe right now you could go live your life with Beatrix a little, or, you know, she might want to see you right now.
Oh, they're busy, though. I mean...
What?
I will go to my echo hallway. Goodbye now.
Okay. What? Oh, is there? Are they doing something fun that I'm missing out on? Al?
I've left, but I didn't really leave.
Oh. Well, I mean, it's not. I'm not jealous. I'm fine. I have to cook anyways. I'm just gonna focus on cleaning this all up and making dinner. It's fine.
So, thanks for meeting me in my room.
No, of course. There's no place I'd rather be. I mean that's appropriate, right? Like I have an appropriate amount of enthusiasm for being in your room, which is a high level. High.
Have you ever noticed that you ramble when you're nervous? I don't know anything about that.
I mean, I'm not sure I'd characterize what I do as rambling. I think I speak when it's appropriate, and it's often appropriate to say several things in a row. Though, of course, sometimes it's not appropriate to say several things in a row.
Bartholomew, you're doing it right now.
Ah, yes.
Don't worry, it's fine. I feel like we haven't really had a chance to talk one-on-one. I mean, there's been a lot happening, and I don't know, we haven't really addressed the whole me remembering.
No, you're right. There's been a lot happening, like a lot. Like there hasn't been a chance to stop and think or talk about it or make files to document everything that's been happening.
Make files about what?
Sorry, a little part of my mind is always thinking about files, but...
Okay.
Go ahead, say what you were going to say.
Well, I guess I was just going to ask if maybe there's a little part of your mind that's always thinking about me, because I have a little file drawer in my mind that's listed Bartholomew, and lately I've been going through it because the drawer became unlocked and there's a lot in there to unpack.
Oh.
So.
Beatrix, when I say a little part of me is always thinking about files, lately it hasn't been files so much as, you know, one particular file. One particular file that... well, that I keep right here in my breast pocket.
Oh, weird segue. Okay.
Hey, Al?
Oh, yeah? Bob?
Hey, I just didn't want to eat dinner alone, you know? I made all this food. I know you can't eat food. I just thought maybe we could talk or something.
So, you cooked a lot of food today?
Twice, because of your help. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thanks, Al.
I learned that, technically, my program has only been running at optimal settings for 14 years.
Oh, wow. That's a long time, I guess. I guess it's a short time for you.
It's actually quite a short time.
Yeah, right.
I have so much more to learn about being Al.
Yeah. Oh, I found a new show, but it's really weird, Al. It's in the computer, but, like, you know, I just keep rewatching all the stuff. And then I found this show, but I can't get it to play. It's called, oh, it's got a really cool name. It's called the Spore Protocol.
What format is it on?
I don't know. It's just got this, like, cool folder, and then, like, I click on it, and it makes this weird sound. There, that sound. And it just says, access denied.
Well, did you try putting in a password?
Well, no, I just, I've never had to put a password in to watch a show before. Do you know the password?
All my passwords are boom, boom.
Oh.
Boom. But the O's are zeros.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll just type that in.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's my file about you. It's where I write down the little thoughts that I have about you during the day.
Oh. I mean, like a diary?
I mean, I call it a file.
Okay, oh, yep, oh, of course. I mean, would you want to read me any of it?
Oh. I mean, okay. Okay, here, earlier. This one was from when we were in the kitchen. You were just like, I don't know, you were like reading at the table or something. And I just wrote down here, because I was watching you, I wrote, Beatrix's nose is nicely proportioned. And then there was this time where we were playing a board game, and I was getting a little bit upset. And you told me not to, but like in a nice way. And that's when I wrote down, Beatrix always knows the right thing to say. Or there's this one from earlier. I was thinking about you in my room, and I wrote down here, Beatrix often seems to struggle with a lack of confidence, but the way she forges ahead to do what she thinks needs to be done and what's right no matter what is truly admirable.
Well, I don't think anyone's ever said such nice things about me.
Well, Beatrix, I...
The thing is, for the longest time, I had this haze in my head, and anytime I tried to think about you or Bob or anything that happened before the base, it hurt so much. But I don't know, something changed when you and I were talking just before the explosion, and I remembered everything. I remembered mud and the house, and I remembered moments sitting on the roof looking at stars with you, and I know I'm different now. I know I'm the same, but I know I'm different, and I'm not exactly who I was then, but I remember how I feel. And I just... I want to know if that's something that you want to explore together.
I know you're not exactly who you were then, but who you are now is pretty great. I mean, you have a nicely proportioned nose, and you... You act no matter what, despite how confident you're feeling. And, I mean, we're alone now. Let's explore.
Just before we do that, if this is anything, it's important to me that we don't tell Bob yet. I know it is important to him that the three of us are a team, and we haven't always agreed, but I want to make sure that what you and I have is real before we hurt him unnecessarily.
I mean, Beatrix...
Just promise me
were you expecting another visitor?
No, I wasn't. Hello? Come in. Bob!
Bob? Bob? Don't just...
Bob!
Don't just... Spore... Proto... Spore...
Don't trust. I
Why are you so chill about him just dying in front of us?
No, sorry, you're right. It's just... Trust is one of the fundamental attributes that a team needs to function well. You're right. No, Bob dying is much more significant. We'll address the trust issue later.
Okay,
Bob!
No, what did he say? Don't trust the Sporprada.
He said Sporprada. Don't trust. It doesn't make sense.
What's,
we
don't trust Sporprada.
We need trust.
What's a Sporprada?
Sporprada?
Spatula? Maybe he meant spatula.
I thought he was just mumbling. Are you sure he wasn't just saying don't trust as a blanket statement and then just mumbling?
I know. I'm pretty sure he said don't trust spatula.
Guys,
and that means...
I'm sure you're all aware by now that Bob is choked to death on a spatula.
I never would have predicted that you were right about that one, Beatrix.
If only I was given hands, I could have saved him.
Oh, Bob.
I mean... Oh. I don't think this means we can never trust a spatula.
Civilized. Starring Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Phil Johnston, and Sean Howard. Sound design and music by Eli McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the support us link at civilizedpod.com. While the events here were ultimately a catastrophe, the knowledge gained will prove invaluable in perfecting the Spore Protocol, humanity's true last hope.
Wow, I can't believe... I gotta tell everyone! I can't believe nobody knows about this, Al!
And nobody will, Bob.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Welcome to the Strata.
There's two of them following me. I know that for sure.
Hand over the package and we'll let you go.
You'll let me go? Oh, that's cute. The first bullet hits me in the chest, sends me staggering back a step. All right, you assholes.
Let's go! Move it!
Yeah, run! That's it! And spread the word! Don't mess with Rust! Ever! Anyone who tries is gonna... forget it.
The Strata. In a dystopian city, an aging courier is forced to go into business with an underworld ganglord in order to pay for the treatment that keeps him alive. Check out The Strata anywhere you listen to podcasts.